Day 28, God will reward you for your faithful generosity and diligent labors. God will reward you. There is a goal in life. I don't know if you know what it is. I know one. My goal in life is to hear someday, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Come and share in your master's happiness. You've been faithful in little, you know, and the Lord is pleased with that. He was faithful in little, be faithful in much." So for every one of us here, that's the goal. I don't know if you had a goal in mind. I don't know what you thought life is all about. I know they talked to one fellow one time. He was in a nursing home, and they said, "Well, what are you doing here?" And he said, "Waiting to die." That was his goal. Waiting to die. No. You don't wait to die. You wait to hear those words. "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And you can live that kind of a life all the days of your life. A verse that was given to me as a young Christian. I was actively serving the Lord in Milwaukee at Stuart Briscoe's church. And somebody one time wrote a letter to me. And my service, by the way, began. My Christian service, my dedication to God, began with water balloons. That was the first time I said, "Yes, Lord, use me." They were having a church picnic, and they said they needed volunteers, and needed someone to help, and so I said, "Yes, I'll help." I was 21 years of age, and they said, "Here's your job." They said, "Here's 300 water balloons. Fill them up. Bring them to the picnic." And so instead of going out with my friends on Friday and Saturday night, I filled up the bathtubs in my house with water balloons. And my Christian service began in that place. But after I did that, someone wrote me a letter, and that the letter said, and it was Hebrews 6:10, "For God is not unfair. He will not forget the love you showed for Him by the help you gave and are still giving your fellow Christians." Think about that verse. For God is not unfair. He will not forget the love you showed for Him by the help you gave and are still giving your fellow Christians. That verse touched my heart. I mean, I gave up my Friday night, I gave up my Saturday night with friends, and I filled water balloons, and God saw it. And God would remember. The Bible says even a cup of cold water given in the Lord's name will not be forgotten. It will be remembered, it will be recorded. I don't know how this works. I don't know if there's angelic scribes in heaven that are recording, but the Bible says literally even a cup of cold water or the water balloons for a church picnic will not be forgotten. And when we do it, and when our motivation is for Him, much of Christian service is being a hidden hero. I mean, there's a few people that, yes, they're kind of up front. They sing, they speak, they do different things. They're in leadership. But most of the Christian service we do in our life is we are hidden heroes for the King. We are quiet servants. But God always remembers. God always sees. Philippians 4:17, Paul says, "Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account." You, my friend, have an account in the First Bank of Heaven. You have an account with your name on it. First Bank of Heaven. You've got one of those. Are you putting into it? You know, we can't take things with us, but we can send things on ahead. I heard of a little joke about the guy that died and he went to heaven. He got to the gates and he was a believer in the Lord Jesus, and the angels invited him in, and he says, "Now where's my mansion?" And so the angels will escort you there. So he starts going through, and he's going through the streets of gold, and he sees the mansions on the right and the mansions on the left, and he's getting real excited. You know, where's his mansion? The angels do, follow me. And pretty soon they're getting outside the city, and then they're going out in the meadow, and then they're going out in the forest. And then the guy goes, "Great, I got a lake home." He was excited about that. Finally, they get deep into the woods, and the angel says, "There's your mansion." And the guy's looking all around, you know, and he can't see anything. And finally, there's a tree over here and a tree over here and a little piece of plastic kind of draped over a 2x4. The angel says, "There's your mansion." And the guy says, I'm looking for a mansion. They said, "Well, we did the best we could with what you sent on ahead." We did the best we could with what you sent on ahead. And I don't know how it works in eternity, but I know that God counts. God sees, God records, God recognizes our service done in the body. We become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we enter heaven. But the Bible even speaks that there is treasure in heaven and that we can store up with our service, with our lives. We don't do good works to get into heaven, but because we're on our way to heaven, we do good works. And so the reality is God will remember. Randy Alcorn says this, giving is a giant lever positioned on the fulcrum of this world, allowing us to move mountains in the next world, because when we give, eternity will be different for others and for us.